My family is full of writers and avid readers. I grew up the daughter of a journalist. My dad was especially well known for his witty turn of phrase, and this was helpful in two of the most difficult duties in journalism, one being writing a catchy headline and the other being the lead. A catchy headline causes the reader to check out the story. The lead draws the reader into the story. The right lead, with a dramatic turn, practically guarantees the reader will read the story to its conclusion. My name is Lynn Cosby. I'm a bit of a writer, but more of a reader. And I guess hearing tales of headlines and leads and other literary devices all my life is why Isaiah 5 is the part of this week's reading list that drew my attention. In my Bible, the first headline of this chapter is The Song of the Vineyard. That's catchy, right? As you listen to verses 1 through 7, pay attention to the lead and the dramatic turn. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleaned it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a winepress as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. The headline sounds as if you're going to hear a lovely poem, maybe even a love story. The first few lines convey the same notion, but the dramatic turn comes in verse 2. All is not well in the vineyard. God had given the prophet Isaiah a message for the people of Israel. As usual, it was not a message they wanted to hear. If only they would listen. If Isaiah can get their attention, draw them in, maybe they'll hear the story to its end. Maybe even recognize themselves as the bad grapes. What kind of bad grapes were they? They were greedy, adding land to land and house to house, squeezing the little guy out, partying too much, disrespecting God who had always provided for them the means to party, flaunting their sin and arrogance before God and others, calling evil good and good evil, accepting bribes, offering bribes, making a mockery of justice, punishing the innocent and rewarding the corrupt among them. The prophet was there to warn them. Grave consequences are outlined. Exile, destruction, fire, death. Are the people still listening? Did the catchy headline, the powerful lead, the dramatic turn change their hearts? Modern readers know the answer. The Israelites are indeed exiled. The temple destroyed. The best and brightest carried away to serve their enemies. Bodies piled in the streets. Modern readers also know the nature of Scripture. It's a living thing. As we shake our heads at the obstinate, clueless Israelites ignoring the prophets, are we the obstinate and clueless people of this age? Are we blind to the ways we reject God? Are we ignoring our prophets? Reading the woes listed in chapter 5 of Isaiah may strike a little close for comfort. Think about today's parallels as you read of the sins of the people so long ago. Isaiah 5, verse 8. Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field, till no space is left and you live alone in the land. This speaks to greed, acquiring possessions, having more than you need while others don't have enough, and the consequence is ending up alone with all that stuff. Verse 11, woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine. Well, this is obviously about partying too much. without giving respect and glory to God. Your days are filled with seeking life's earthly pleasures to the exclusions of spiritual discipline. You're too busy having fun to give God the glory for your gifts. Verse 18. Woe to those who draw sin along with cords of deceit, and wickedness as cart with ropes. This is a tough one. It says to me that sometimes we pull sin along with us. It's not even like we're reacting to temptation, but actually seeking to sin. It also speaks to sins repeated over and over. It says, my repentance is not real or heartfelt. Verse 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. This brings to mind the way we can justify bad deeds. Well, he did this and it was bad, but here's why he did it. But just as we take credit for the good we do, we have to acknowledge evil is evil and not try to justify wicked deeds. Verse 21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. This smacks of an attitude of superiority. This type of self-conceit can lead us to feel that we are above the rules that apply to others, and that we are so clever that we will rise above the herd, freed from the mores and morals that apply to those beneath us. So there it is. You have the woes and the consequences Isaiah gave to the Israelites so long ago. Isaiah's words should ring true to Christ followers today. Humankind can still learn from the prophets of old. And I believe we have prophets among us right now. Look at the woes again. Do you see yourself? Are you avoiding the prophets in your midst? Worse yet, are you scoffing or mocking the word God is sending through them because you don't want to hear it? Like Isaiah, Jesus had some woes to tell us about. You'll find them in the 23rd chapter of Matthew. But Jesus also had some words about how to be blessed in the Beatitudes found in Matthew chapter 5. So there's a choice. We can be woeful or we can be blessed. It really is our choice. Let us pray. Loving God, you do want to bless us. Help us to recognize the blessings you send. Help us to show the gratitude you deserve. And help us to bless others. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.